Hello and welcome to Finding Your North Star, the HGKC podcast series where we talk to prominent business people about their experiences and the challenges of innovation in these difficult times that we're facing. I am James Short and I'm delighted to welcome Matt West, local business manager at Metro Bank in Bristol. Now, Metro Bank is Britain's first new high street bank in over 100 years. In his role, Matt works closely with business owners to understand their needs, taking a common sense approach to lending decisions on an individual basis, and providing his customers with a personal relationship manager and innovative banking products. Now, the government's range of measures to support businesses during this very challenging period are continuing to evolve thick and fast, with new announcements regularly being made. Matt has agreed to answer questions about the support policy that is available to your business, to comment on the lending policy of Metro Bank, and to offer advice on what you can do to manage short-term cash flow problems. Welcome, Matt, and thank you very much indeed for coming to answer questions on our podcast. Now, the government has announced these financial support packages, including most recently the bounce back loan announced just the other day. Could you possibly provide a quick summary of what is on offer from Metro Bank?
Yep. First, thanks very much for having me today, James. It's really great to join you on this new way of helping and supporting businesses. So first, thanks for that. So I guess the categories of how we're supporting really two clear sections at the moment. First off, it's having conversations with customers about common sense approaches about how they can overcome this challenge from a financial point of view. Such as going through forecasts, different schemes that are available and what they're doing to support their business. And secondly, probably more prominently, is we're involved in currently the Corona Business Interruption Loan Scheme, so CBILS scheme. And as announced on Monday, the government have released this bounce back scheme, which is an addition to the CBILS scheme, and we're still waiting to find out how we're involved in that. But so that's kind of the summary as to how we're of how we're supporting more and more businesses.
Thank you very much for that. But of course, the biggest question in many, many businesses nowadays is how can I keep my business going when my income has totally dried up? Could you possibly provide some advice for business owners who are in this position?
Yeah, so I don't think there's ever been a challenge quite like this before. Every business imaginable has been impacted. Us as a bank, we're impacted from the impacts on our colleagues through the hospitality sector, who obviously can't get customers in their door at all at the moment. I think the biggest thing that we're seeing and talking to our customers about, a real handle on their cash flow. So, you know, do you understand what money is going out and when? What money do you need to carry on paying out? Maybe what can you delay, and what government support are you taking advantage of to reduce those outgoings and make your money work as hard as possible?
But of course, one of the issues is that lots of these businesses don't want to saddle themselves with more and more debt. And I know there are such things as mortgage holidays, loans and credit card holidays, and that sort of thing. But how is Metro Bank managing this sort of person-to-person avoidance of more and more debt?
Yeah, that is a very difficult question. I think ultimately it comes back to people being clear and concise, and it comes back to communication, right? So you talk to your suppliers, have honest conversations with them about, you know, the situation that you and your business are in, and you come to some kind of agreement of a time to pay agreement, similar to how the government have set up with VAT and HMRC bills. I think that's what we're seeing a lot of, is people are being a lot more open and honest and having those kind of conversations with suppliers to try and reduce that outgoing cash flow. As you said, it's a very, very tough situation, a very tough question to really get to the bottom of.
One of the subjects that has come up with some of the clients that we deal with is the business of security for business loans. And there's been a certain amount of confusion, I think, even in the press on this subject, because The latest microloan that was offered by the Chancellor says that there's going to be no capital or interest payment for 12 months, and the government paying that interest for 12 months. What are the sort of security terms for getting this? Because that seems to be a really good way of doing business to survive the next however many months.
Yeah, so really there's two clear schemes that the government via the British Business Bank are supporting at the moment. So if we first touch on the Corona Business Interruption Loan Scheme, and this is how it currently looks, and obviously it does seem to change on a week-by-week or almost day-by-day basis what it looks like. But at this moment in time, the Corona Business Interruption Loan Scheme, or I'll call it CBILS from now on, gives businesses a six-month capital repayment holiday and a 12-month interest repayment holiday, during which time the government pay the interest. There's no fees, and the government support with an 80% guarantee. So what that means is if you borrow up to £250,000, the government support 80% of that with a guarantee, and you as the borrower, either your business or you as a person, don't need to provide any additional security to that. If it's above £250,000, it's a little bit more of a different conversation, and there might be a security element to it, but that is dependent on the individual and the business's circumstances and the amount of money they're looking for, and the actual purpose of the funding. And then the second part of the government's funding pack, the government bounce back scheme, which was announced just on Monday. So as I touched on earlier, we're still waiting at this moment in time for a little bit more detail around what the scheme actually looks like. But from doing some reading on the government's website and reading the press, it sums of money up to £50,000, 100% with a government-backed guarantee, with payment holidays for both capital and interest for 12 months. But I do believe more information is going to come out over the next days. So by Monday, what's the date on Monday? Monday the 4th of May, when the scheme announces, hopefully, we should be in a position to outline what the actual nuts and bolts of the scheme actually look like.
Thank you very much indeed for that. Now, Metro Bank does say that it's changing the way Britain banks. I mean, it's probably an unfair question, but what particularly makes you different from other banks during this COVID crisis? Because one of the issues might be if somebody's not getting satisfaction from their own bank, they will want to change to you. Is that sort of possible in these difficult times?
So we're still operating as business as normal. And I guess one of the biggest differences between us and every other high street bank is the fact that every business is looked after by a real life person. So particularly in these challenging times, is having that ability to talk to someone who's based in their local market at the end of the phone, just to run through their business, potentially their plans and the support that they really need during the current crisis. So whereas other banks might send you to a call center, we're dealing with all inquiries locally and having conversations with directly. We are currently only supporting our own customers, but we're still accepting businesses who want to switch to us. And for us to be able to support them, they do need to be a full banking customer of Metro.
And one of the issues that a lot of sort of high street businesses have is of this business rates, etc. Is there any way that you get involved with this? For example, are you providing interest-free overdraft facilities to cope with this sort of rent rates problem?
So from a business capacity, what we're doing, again, like I said, if customers are having challenges, we can look at for example, business as usual overdrafts for them. We're still following our normal, it's kind of like interest levels, but we're not charging arrangement fees. Some banks are offering a certain sum of money, customers just simply applying. So for example, I've seen a bank offer something like a £500 overdraft that businesses can simply apply for. So we're not necessarily doing anything quite like that. it's about having that open and honest conversation with us, and we'll see what we can support businesses who need that support. I think what I personally can see happening is this is where the bounce back scheme that the government started on Monday will really come into play, because the sums of money that will be issued under that will be from £2,000 upwards. Will provide a lot of help. As you touched on, high street businesses need a small amount of money just to satisfy any short-term amounts that they have outstanding. So that's where I can really see the bounce back loan kicking in and supporting high street businesses.
Thank you very much indeed. So just as way of sort of overall advice to businesses, is there something that businesses really ought to be doing now that you see from your clientele that they're not doing?
So I think the biggest thing at the moment is really, and this is going to sound really cliche, but know exactly where your cash position is. Know exactly what's coming in and going out on a certain day. Seen everything from, in inverted commas, back of the fag packet cash flow forecasts through to cash flow forecasts on a day-by-day basis. That means that business owner knows exactly where their business's cash position should be on a day-by-day basis, and allows them to put plans in place to maybe have conversations with their suppliers about pushing back a bill payment maybe by a couple of days until they've had their rates relief grant come in to help manage their cash flow better. At this time, more than ever, cash really is king. Like I said, I know it was going to be a cliche, but that is ultimately the key thing at the moment. And communicate, talk to your customers, talk to your suppliers, talk to your staff, talk to your friends, just to try and get advice for whatever point you possibly can, and take every little bit of help that you can to help get through this crisis.
Well, thank you very much for that, Matt. And it appears that you're very much putting the people element first, and the ability to communicate person to person. So if people do want to contact you, what's the best way to do that?
So people can contact me by email, matthew.west@metrobank.plc.uk. And I'll share that afterwards. And also happy to connect with people on LinkedIn. And if people want to give me a call as well, I'll share my contact after this podcast.
Thank you very much indeed. Well, I think that's probably a good place on which to end this conversation. There's a lot of uncertainty and change, and it's very important for small businesses to know that there are bankers like yourself who are prepared to go that extra mile to help them. So thank you very much indeed for answering the question so frankly, because I know it's very difficult for banks, as it is for other people. So for anybody listening in, if you'd like to find out more about how we could help you with your crisis planning during these difficult times, then please do not hesitate to contact Metro Bank for the financial bit, and for the planning piece, then please visit our website at www.hgkc.co.uk and do get in touch. The important thing is to communicate, because there are support mechanisms out there, and if we don't know the answer, then we will find somebody who does know the answer. So thank you for listening, and goodbye.